It had become his habit to take his lunch in a cafe near the harbour. As he sat eating his meal at the table in the window, the waitress asked him where he was staying. She raised her eyebrow at his answer.
"The Croft at the Bay. You must be harder than you look."
There was little else to do in town. He walked about the streets, took photographs of the handsome buildings. On the ride back, the taxi driver eyed him in the rear mirror.
"You're getting on all right."
"Yes, thank you."
"It's not a bit quiet for you out there at the bay."
"No, it's fine."
"I could recommend a good bed and breakfast."
"No, thank you. Researching a book."
"Come up from London, have you?"
"Yes."
"What will the book be about?"
It's about Scottish myths and legends, to do with the sea and things."
"Oh, aye. You should talk to Muir, up at Craiglochie. He's your man."
The more he thought about it, the better the book idea seemed. For the first time in a long while, he felt the stirring of interest in something other than her. Perhaps he could persuade his agent to sound out some publishers, those that had yet to give up on him. He resolved to call her once he had worked up the idea. It would give him something to do. He found his notepad and headed to the bay. Once more, the seals were laid out on the rock.